Properties of Shocked Dust Grains in Supernova Remnants, by F.D. Priestley et al. Shockwaves driven by supernovae both destroy dust and reprocess the surviving grains, greatly affecting the resulting dust properties of the interstellar medium, ISM. While these processes have been extensively studied theoretically, observational constraints are limited. We use physically motivated models of dust emission to fit the infrared, IR, spectral energy distributions of seven galactic supernova remnants, allowing us to determine the distribution of dust mass between diffuse and dense gas phases, and between large and small grain sizes. We find that the dense, approximately 10 to the power of 3 cm3, relatively cool, approximately 10 to the power of 3 K, gas phase contains greater than 90% of the dust mass, making the warm dust located in the X-ray emitting plasma, approximately 1 cm minus 3, 10 to the power of 6 K, a negligible fraction of the total, despite dominating the mid-IR emission. The ratio of small, is less than or equal to 10 nanometers, to large, is greater than or equal to 0.1 micrometers. Grains in the cold component is consistent with that in the ISM, and possibly even higher, whereas the hot phase is almost entirely devoid of small grains. This suggests that grain shattering, which processes large grains into smaller ones, is ineffective in the low-density gas, contrary to model predictions. Single-phase models of dust destruction in the ISM, which do not account for the existence of the cold-swept-up material containing most of the dust mass, are likely to greatly overestimate the rate of dust destruction by supernovae. This was Properties of Shocked Dust Grains in Supernova Remnants, by F.D. Priestley et al.